WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott has announced he has vetoed 50 bills that were passed during the legislature's regular session. One affects Blinn College.
The governor vetoed House Bill 961, which would have allowed Junior College Board of Trustees elections to be decided by a plurality vote instead of a majority. There was overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, including Senator Lois Kokors and Representative Leighton Schubert, whose districts cover Blinn's home campus in Brenham. 7 members of Blinn's board are elected by voters in Washington County. And for another year and a half, there are 2 Brazos County trustees appointed by the Brazos County Commission. Other supporters of HB 961 included Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner and Brazos County State Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. A link to all 50 of the governor's vetoes are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Something is better than nothing, says State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station in response to the governor's call during next month's special session to give public school teachers a $1,000 raise.
That's $83 a month before taxes.
Cassell credits House leaders during the regular session for attempting to fix the state school finance system.
Education Committee in the House worked tirelessly trying to figure out a way to do it, and I think Chairman Huberty and the committee found a couple ways to do that, and you know, with HB 21 and 22, and those all died on the floor when we finally died.
Cassell on our show says school finance wasn't resolved because the Senate was adamant on including vouchers. Groundbreaking took place yesterday on the Texas A&M Transportation Institute's new $70 million headquarters building on the Rellis campus. When it's occupied in March of 2019, it will house TTI employees who are currently at 4 locations throughout the Twin Cities. This is the first A&M system agency to have its headquarters at the former Riverside campus. An architect's rendering is online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation and the Texas A&M Transportation Institute continue to solicit your input in the future reconstruction of the intersection of Welburn Road and George Bush Drive. TTI's Tim Lomax presented an update at this week's Bryan City Council workshop meeting.
Talked about speeding up this project, getting some more money from Austin, being able to do things a little bit more aggressively, is have a 24/7 construction schedule.
The most aggressive idea would close the entire intersection for 6 months, reopen Welburn, then take another 3 months to finish George Bush.
You could think of this on the calendar that maybe we're more familiar with. You close this the day after December graduation, keep it closed through the spring, maybe the early part of the summer, open the through roads up, open the whole intersection up by the time maybe a week before move-in for A&M students.
Lomax told the council he has met with various constituencies at A&M about adjusting class and work schedules to spread out traffic in what he says is the 4th largest downtown area in Texas. Construction of the $40 to $50 million project is tentatively scheduled to start in 5 years. WTAW News time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital, and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4360.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Clouds followed by sunshine today. In fact, that's going to be the pattern as we go into the weekend. So will the hot temperatures. 95 is where we're going to end up later today. Clouds overnight were 75 to 80. We'll have clouds tomorrow followed by sunshine. Highs near 95. It'll become fairly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 75 to 80. Morning clouds give way to sunshine on Sunday. Our highs anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the College World Series this weekend as the Aggies get ready to take on Louisville on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped a second game in a row out at Nutrabolt, and the Astros picked up a Cuban pitching prospect while Rangers lefty Cole Hamels gets set to take the field for Double A for his first rehab start. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 7-12. We usually do birthdays at beginning of the show, but today's my mom's birthday, so happy birthday
Scott's mom.
Yeah, so there you go. If you see her today, you can say hi to her about that. All right, so we do have a good story. Well, no, we have a different story about United Airlines that is not completely negative.
Okay.
How's that?
Completely.
Yeah.
Got it.
United now offering what it calls basic economy tickets to flyers that are cheaper than their regular economy class tickets. Business Insider says the new tickets, cheaper, but they don't allow you to choose, I guess, your seat, change or upgrade your seat, and requires a passenger to board in the last boarding group. That may be the most onerous part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can just take one personal item. I don't know if they mean just one item. They mean probably piece of baggage, anyhow. But, you know, for some people, that they're very utilitarian travelers, or they need to be someplace maybe just for a short period of time.
True.
And it may not be that long a flight. I can't imagine going like from here to Boston on something like this,
yeah.
But you know, or any place else that's far, far away. But anyhow, this is called the Basic Economy Ticket, and it's out there apparently and going to be available very soon.
Well, all right.
Dennis Rodman's in North Korea. I guess you heard about that. It was in all the news, you know. Well, apparently, he gave North Korea's sports minister a copy of President Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. Wonder how that'll go over. Mr. Rodman, yeah, I know, I can't believe I said that, wanted to give the book to Kim Jong-un, but they apparently haven't been able to get together yet. They've just been so busy doing various things.
Doing bestie activities.
Yeah. Mr. Rodman says that his visit to North Korea was not authorized by Mr. Trump.
You know what's kind of scary that we didn't even really touch on? I didn't even think about this, actually, until recently here. Dennis Rodman is besties with Kim Jong-un, right? And he's suddenly making a surprise trip over there. Should we be worried?
I don't think so. No, I really don't.
He's got an inside track
there. No, I don't know. Well, I hope not.
Yeah,
I hope
me
that's,
too.
That's so, as you know, last week, Adam West died,
yeah.
Batman. Well, L.A. did a pretty cool thing. They honored him last night.
A crowd in downtown Los Angeles, some dressed in cowl and cape, others in more villainous costumes, cheering as the city paid tribute to the Caped Crusader.
There will never be a Batman like Adam West, and there will never be another Adam West.
L.A.'s Mayor Eric Garcetti throwing the switch to light up the side of L.A.'s City Hall with the Bat Signal.
Yeah!
Honor Batman
Adam
West.
He understood something we should never, ever forget. You don't have to wear a cape. You don't have to be a movie star. You don't have to wear a badge or get elected mayor to make a difference and to be a hero.
Adam West died last weekend at the age of 88. His widow, other members of his family, and actor Burt Ward, who played Robin, on hand for the tribute.
There you go. All right.
That, that was a sad one. You know, I mean, a lot of celebrities died last year and everything, and this one's kind of a, you know, Adam West, he had a long life.
He did.
He had a good run. It wasn't super unexpected or anything, but it was just so sad to hear, you know? He's such a nice guy, seemed like.
Well, apparently, and, you know, able to really do some pretty multi-syllabic words, lots of syllables in the words that he said, and deadpan, absolute humor and deadpan.
Oh,
He was really good at that.
So. His character on Family Guy, whether you like the show or not, his character was great. Just kind of irreverently clueless.
That's
just,
right. Yeah,
it was awesome.
The mayor of Quahog.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're thinking about old movies and TV, just remember it was on this date in 1960 that a lot of people in America got really antsy about taking showers.
Okay.
Psycho.
Oh.
Psycho made its debut in 1960. And I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I mean, it just, you know, it just, you go, okay. You know,
I made the mistake of watching that remake before I saw the original.
Oh, no. See, that's sad. That's just bad in so many ways.
I haven't seen either, and I don't plan on it.
Well, there's not necessarily a reason you'd need to. It's just, it was a pretty, I don't know, edge of your seat type stuff. All right, so Lost and Found ads for pets, generally brimming with all kinds of lovable qualities of that missing pooch or kitty. Mary Irwin, Charlotte, North Carolina, not so much. She posted her basic warning to the neighbors that her missing cat is, quote, kind of a jerk. She said, I live in a big apartment complex, and my guess is that somebody found her, and they took her in. But Babu, that's Babu, is not the kind of cat that people would keep, so I assume whoever found her wants to get rid of her. You know, so.
How funny.
Mary says this is the weirdest cat ever. I'm not sure.
Weirdest
She
cat
had
ever.
To warn them that the cat was kind of a jerk. So what, like just a cat?
Yeah, something right. like that. What could be worse?
Cat. Yeah.
Been missing since it's been a week ago last night. So slipped out
Babu.
The door. So 6 years old, gray and white, bizarre tendencies that actually took Miss Irwin years to accept. Miss Irwin says that she and her boyfriend, who are in the fashion industry, moved to Charlotte about a year ago from Manhattan. They've been together for 8 years, and they found Babu in the parking lot of a Target in Florida, where probably the previous owner had said this cat is too weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they found it in Florida, it might explain a lot.
Yeah. She said the plan was that they were going to take the cat to the shelter for adoption, and but when I called her, she ran to me, jumped in my arms, put one paw in each shoulder, and buried her head in my chest. And just started purring.
Aw, planned to take it to his shelter. Best laid plans of cat and men.
Whatever. Maybe? Yeah. Anyhow, they hadn't spotted Babu as of Tuesday morning. But just in case, at least an owner who is honest about her kitty. While we're talking about kitties, you know that cats can actually survive drinking ocean water?
Oh, really?
Their kidneys can filter out the salt and use the water for hydration. Kidneys clearly can.
Funny, I don't see a lot of cats around the beach.
Well, that's the whole thing is, can you get the cat to the ocean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, understand it'll survive once it gets there, but
they're
up
not
until
big
then.
Fans of water, most
nah,
of them.
Right. I know. All right, I know this is shocking to you. We all get, well, something that is, we're a little insecure about sometimes in that. That may be not including your job skills. Here's the reason I say that. A new survey has found that 90% of us think that we deserve a raise. 90% of us think we deserve a raise.
So 10% are lying?
It's up from 3% from last year.
Up from 3%?
That's up by.
3 to 90. All of a sudden, we got a lot of confidence around here.
A lot of people decided they were worth a lot more.
44% say they are planning to ask for a raise, which does seem kind of high. 49% said that they feel confident that if they did ask for one, they'd get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Then just ask for it.
Yeah.
Right?
A solid number of people, though, hate asking for more money, even if they think they deserve it. 14% said they'd rather look for a new job than ask for a raise at their current one.
Really?
Yep. 5% said they'd rather have a root canal. And 4% said they'd rather be audited by the IRS.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess that's probably the reason more people haven't asked.
Right.
Yeah. Just letting you know, though, if you're one of the 90%, you're not alone.
You're not alone.
Your brethren out there believe the same thing.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, in our job, we get all these freebies.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that that help out a lot.
Like donuts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People bring us food. That's right, on Donut Friday. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm thankful for Mr. Downs being the boss because, you know, if that issue came up, I wouldn't be afraid to go talk to him about it.
No, I'd rather have a root canal.
Like having a good boss.
Well, just don't go in barefoot.
Yeah,
true. Good point.
You're good.
Already yeah. One step ahead of the game.
That's it. Okay, I mentioned the IRS. Just because it's summer doesn't mean the scammers aren't out there. The Internal Revenue Service has issued a warning about a new telephone scam. In this scam, callers are posing as IRS representatives, advising potential victims. The two certified letters, not one, but two, have already been sent to the taxpayer in the mail, but they were returned as undeliverable. The callers are then threatened with arrest in case if they don't answer to this challenge, which is, well, you get yourself a debit card. Okay, yeah, a prepaid debit card. Scammer says also tells the victim that the purchase of the card is linked to the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System. That's called EFTPS. Well, it's not. So to ensure that the potential victim doesn't back out, the caller then warns the taxpayer not to contact their tax preparer or an attorney or their local IRS office until the payment was made, which ought to be a red flag.
Yeah, big time. Also, it should be a red flag if they're like, yeah, the IRS just started accepting only iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, that's
so.
It. Yeah,
if you Bitcoin.
Just, yeah, if you do that for me, then that would
Starbucks
be just fine.
Starbucks gift cards.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. New kind of Fruit Loops is coming out. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. In the meantime, a couple of super women stories. Nadira Walinda,
that's
the wife of Nick Walinda, showed how it's done yesterday, besting his world record of the iron jaw hang stunt. Did so by dangling 300 feet above Niagara Falls by her teeth.
Ooh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dennis
anyway.
Bills must be astronomical.
The lofty height enough to best the 250 feet record that Nick had dangled by his teeth over a Missouri theme park. That record was set 6 years ago.
That's a record I want to break.
Yes. She smashed her husband's birthday record on the fifth anniversary of his famous tightrope walk across Niagara Falls.
Oh,
so
cute.
He walks across the rope. She hangs by her teeth over Niagara Falls.
Cool,
I'm just
you guys. Obviously, they're a match made in heaven.
Nothing like a competitive
two
couple.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah. Okay, let me show you this.
Very unique pod.
Yeah. When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 96 for a high temperature today. Heat index probably around 104. We'll continue with those numbers, looks like, through Tuesday anyway. Low temperature each night will be in the middle 70s. And maybe pop-up showers on Monday, and it's only at 10%. So basically don't think that's going to be happening. Right now, winds out of the south at 9. It's humid out there, 94%. And we have 74 degrees.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Shortly after Congressman Steve Scalise and four others were shot at a baseball practice, Speaker Ryan addressed House members. He said that despite political divisions, Republicans and Democrats are one family. An attack on one is an attack on all. His remarks were widely praised as the right words at the right moment. Speaker Ryan referenced a touching photo of the Democrat softball team practicing at another field that morning in prayer for their fallen colleagues. These Democrats were left unharmed because the shooter did not see Republicans and Democrats as one family. He saw Republicans as enemies who deserve to die. James Hodgkinson, the shooter, was steeped in standard liberal talking points, painting Republicans as evil. Over the years, congressional Democrats, their masters in the drive-by media, and their buddies in the entertainment industry have all painted Republicans with that same brush. They've told Americans that Republicans are coming for our children. They're coming for the poor. They're coming for the sick, the elderly, the disabled. They've said Republicans want to cut health programs. The Republicans want to starve school kids. That Republicans are anti-woman, anti-minority, anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-clean air and water, anti-planet Earth. Republican policy ideas are always portrayed in the media as illegitimate and maybe even criminal. This shooting is the direct result of hate, and that hate comes from the left.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This month marks the 67th anniversary of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. That milestone was among remarks made during yesterday's groundbreaking of TTI's new headquarters building. The $70 million structure is the first A&M system agency to be located on the Rellis campus. When occupied in March of 2019, it will be the first time that TTI employees will all be in one place since the early days of the agency. Currently, local staff are in four locations around the Twin Cities. An architect's rendering is online at WTAW.com. TTI was part of this week's Bryan City Council workshop meeting. Council members reacted to the $40 to $50 million cost of rebuilding the intersection of George Bush Drive and Welburn Road.
That's like 10% of a Kyle Field project.
Yeah, well,
Chancellor, I think maybe the Chancellor could, you know, throw
I think those of us who live in this community recognize that there are challenges with that intersection on the other 358 days where we don't have football games, too.
TTI's Tim Lomax says they are still gathering public support in their efforts for state money to combine with what has already been set aside by the local Metropolitan Planning Organization.
The idea is largest university in the state, fourth largest downtown, 14th largest metropolitan area. We need some help putting this project together. That's what we're trying to build here, is some public support that will allow TxDOT Bryan to go to their Austin folks and say, hey, we need some help finishing this project.
Construction is not scheduled to start until 2022 or until after FM 2818 is expanded between FM 60 and Welburn Road, something that is slated to start after the new interchange is finished at 2818 and 60 by Easterwood Airport. While the Texas legislature's special session is a month away, that isn't stopping lawmakers from returning to Austin.
I've got a meeting with Roseback ISD superintendent and officials and the TEA to figure out what we're going to do in the next 18 months when we'd lose all our ASTAR money.
The district covered by Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station includes portions of 32 school districts in various sizes and funding levels. Cassell says many are wondering if they're going to be able to keep the doors open.
It came down between the House and funding public education or trying to fix it, and the Senate that was adamant that there was going to be some kind of voucher system.
Cassell, speaking on our show, says he's sticking to his guns to find more money for public education. 50 bills passed during the regular session of the Texas legislature have been vetoed by the governor.
A link to the governor's veto messages is online at WTAW.com. One involves Blinn College. Despite overwhelming support in the House and Senate, Governor Abbott vetoed legislation to allow elections of junior college trustees to be decided by plurality votes instead of majorities. Abbott wanted to ensure there's a majority in crowded races where voter interest is highest and dissatisfaction with the incumbents most acute. Blinn College's board's composed of seven members who live and are elected by voters in Washington County. There are also two members of the Blinn board from Brazos County who are appointed by the Brazos County Commission. HB 961 was supported by all members of the legislature representing Washington and Brazos counties. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Also in Austin, there continues to be a divide between House Speaker Joe Strauss and the governor over key issues in the special session, including the bathroom bill.
Speaker Strauss telling state educators Texas appears determined to repeat the mistakes other states have made.
Telling Texans that our schools are beset by problems in the bathroom is not only inaccurate, but it sends the wrong signal about our priorities.
Strauss referring to North Carolina's bathroom bill. He's also critical of the revival of property tax relief without school financial reform.
There is a way to put more resources into the classroom and reduce the burden on property taxes, and that's for the state to increase its share.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
This week's shooting at the congressional baseball team practice should be a wake-up call to all Americans. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan hopes there is a change of the direction of discussing politics since President Trump was elected.
Think about a comedian holding up a severed head of the president. And then you think about a Shakespeare play, that an assassination of the president on stage. Then you look at just the constant crap that's coming out of late-night TV and the mainstream media. That stuff's got to stop.
Flores says it's up to elected leaders to be the examples of working together, regardless of individual policy positions or political leanings.
I don't see any Republicans stand up and say, well, you know, we've got to go commit violence against others. But we've got to quit doing these things that somehow promote the radicalization of people, like the shooter from yesterday. And we've just got to start acting more humane to each other.
Flores on our show agrees President Trump is partially to blame based on statements during last year's campaign, But the congressman says Trump learned his lesson and stopped making inflammatory comments. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
7:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Clouds followed by sunshine today. In fact, that's going to be the pattern as we go into the weekend. So will the hot temperatures. 95 is where we're going to end up later today. Clouds overnight were 75 to 80. We'll have clouds tomorrow, followed by sunshine, highs near 95. It'll become fairly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. Morning clouds give way to sunshine on Sunday, our highs anywhere from 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs face Louisville in the College World Series this weekend. We'll take a look forward to it and hear from senior Hunter Pennington. Meanwhile, Bombers coach Trey Porras weighs in on the team's loss to the Texarkana Twins last night. And Ricky Fowler carries a one-stroke lead into the second round of the U.S. Open. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, the Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Long time ago, Exxon did put a tiger in your tank, you know, that was what they'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Pakistani man is facing charges for driving around with a lion in his car.
Oh.
Not the same.
No, not the same.
Officials say brown, brown, brown of Karachi, Pakistan. Caught on video cruising down the road with a lion in the bed of his pickup truck. Big old cat reportedly in the back of the truck without any kind of safety harness or restraints.
No.
Instead, it was on a pet leash.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. I didn't know they made pet leashes for lions, but okay.
That's going to be real easy to use,
Yeah,
too,
and it was
know?
Was held by a passenger in the truck, so everything would be fine.
He wasn't going anywhere.
Was this a full-grown lion?
Apparently so. It says he's a pet dealer with a proper permits to keep a lion and simply transporting the animal to the local vet. Authorities said the guy's wild animal permit expired last year, so they're charging him with spreading. He's charged with spreading fear and panic.
Yeah, well,
wow, that's a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Usually when you're dealing with things like that and you need those kind of permits, yeah, you got to keep those active.
Probably so.
You know?
Probably so. So, but I like that idea of just possibly charging
spreading
somebody with
fear and panic.
Be fun. All right, so guys, what's the most annoying thing about flying on an airplane these days?
The most?
Yeah.
I haven't flown on an airplane forever.
Now, for you, Chelsea, this particular situation would not happen.
Oh, okay.
But
I was going to say children being allowed on flights.
Well, there you are. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
A man flying from South Vietnam to North Vietnam napping when he felt a strange little stinging on his knee. He woke up to find a small hand in between the seats in front of him pulling his leg hair.
Ow!
Yeah.
What a little jerk.
He said, I looked to see this kid pulling my leg hair. I immediately started recording it because the situation just seemed so absurd.
Yeah.
So that's posted out there
this
morning.
That's funny.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, boss will want to know why you've got that on your search engine. Okay, just letting you know.
Pulling leg hair.
Okay. Good news for folks going to Philadelphia. They fixed they've got the Rocky statue up and going once again. They had to do some renovations around the art museum. And the statue is right next to the museum steps, and so
you can go run up the steps now.
Exactly right. So, like riding the cable car in San Francisco when you're a tourist in Philly, running up the steps, going and taking the picture.
There you go.
You know, saying,
Adrian, I did it.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, since you can't ring the Liberty Bell, that's the next best thing. Hey, I know it's lowballing it, but if you want to go ahead and burn your dollar tonight, it's $113 million in the lottery.
I'll think about it.
It's not like that third of a billion we were doing the other day, but you know, it's
still
okay.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. All right, so you are literally wasting your life away scrolling through Netflix trying to decide what you're going to watch.
Yep.
This, according to a new survey, the average person wastes 2 years and 9 months of their life making basic decisions. You make 14 small decisions every day.
Okay.
Take you a little over an hour total time. So that winds up costing you 16 and a half days a year. Okay, again, 14 small decisions every day that will take up a little over an hour. What they are saying then is that you are spending these moments focused only on making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically it?
I think so.
And you're not doing anything else.
Right.
And you're shutting out this input that other people might be giving you or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Because I'm trying to decide what a small decision
what
is.
What to wear.
What to wear. Mm-hmm.
There's a small decision. You're trying to decide what a small decision is.
Yeah, exactly. And that too.
What
and
to eat. What to pick off the menu.
Right, exactly.
What to order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who you're going to communicate with or not communicate with.
Maybe the best way to get to where you want to go.
Okay, sure.
I use different routes.
Yeah, route decisions, those sort of things. But anyhow, they say that's going to be
whether to run the red light or not run.
Yeah, that too. Well, but see, that one you do very quickly.
That's true. That's a quick one. That only lasts about a second.
It's not like you're going, if I come to a red light, what will I do? Anyway, and so over 60 years or so of your adult life, that can add up to 1,000 days, which is, in fact, almost 2 years and 9 months.
All right. Well, but you don't really have an option. You still have to think about those things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess some people take longer than others.
Well, and here's another one, I guess, figuring out what purchases to make.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. Even either for yourself or maybe if you're a present for somebody else. Uh-huh.
So moral of the story is to what? Just stop being decisive and make a decision?
That's it. Well, then other thing they mentioned here, packing for trips.
Oh, gosh,
okay,
yeah.
See, because you do that, you do spend some time like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, figuring out exactly what your schedule should be. All right, so yesterday, I'm doing that yesterday. I'm standing there in the grocery-torium trying to figure out what kind of prepackaged salad to get.
Okay.
And I made the mistake before of not looking carefully.
Yes.
And seeing the K word in there.
Ooh.
Afterwards. So, and you can't really hold the bag up and see because sometimes it's tucked away in there.
True.
And hidden
by it.
Other things that would taste okay.
They're trying to trick you into eating some kale.
So basically that's what I'm saying is yesterday I was not able to find a prepacked salad didn't have kale in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I'm doing something a little different. I don't just do like lettuce. You know, I do the ones
the
that
chopped
have
ones
the extra stuff
really
in there.
Really tasty.
Yeah, but they've still got
they
kale.
Have, but if it's chopped, it's a little bit better. It really is.
So I decided to go have a look. I mean, I Googled, is there a kale lobby? I really did.
Okay.
And I went back to actually a story that showed up June 7th of 2012. That said, in the last few years, kale has been everywhere. Every TV doctor, every magazine, every online publisher is beating us over the head with kale. And then, of course, they give us three recipes.
Of course.
But no, kale does not have a lobby. It's just, it's so ultra healthy.
But seriously, though, these food trends end up ruining things. Like, for instance, like you said, you couldn't find a salad that didn't have kale in it. Well, what if you're not a kale fan?
Sure.
Or if you're allergic to kale.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden everybody started loving cilantro. Well, I'm not a big cilantro fan, but it's all hard for me to get Mexican food nowadays because most of it contains cilantro all of a sudden. Everybody loves it.
A decade ago, none of us had ever heard of kale.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's everywhere, but just because it's popular... Does that mean that we have to like it? It's kind of like Coldplay.
Doesn't mean it's good.
Coldplay. Yeah. Kale and Coldplay.
Yeah. A survey
has
asked.
Make a t-shirt.
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah.
New survey has asked people to name their favorite vegetable. Number one, broccoli.
All right.
Number
like
two,
broccoli.
Corn.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Number three. Taters.
Taters.
Yeah. Taters, yeah. Number four is mushrooms.
How did taters not beat out broccoli?
Well, you're right.
No, because people don't really think of potatoes as vegetables.
That's true.
They
think
of it as a carb.
Yeah, that's right.
It's completely been classified as a carb, and so that's just what people think of.
Absolute side dish, that's right.
Yep.
Then mushrooms, which can be good.
I love mushrooms.
Yeah, you cook up some mushrooms, that'll make some flavor. Then carrots and peas.
Okay.
And then Brussels sprouts in at number seven.
Brussels sprouts is like, was kale before kale became kale. Kale.
Yeah, well, but I don't know. I happen to, well, there's a look. Here's the problem with kale. It's a texture thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
In Brussels sprouts, you can do a lot with.
You can. Kale, you can't.
They're
kale
like little
is
baby
always
cabbages.
Good. And what do you do with kale?
You can't. Yeah, no.
It's not. And Brussels sprouts are not nearly as bitter as kale. Like
I said, the only time I can eat kale and enjoy it, and truly, is if it's super, super chopped up in a salad
and
with other things.
And you don't know you're eating it, right?
Right, basically, yeah.
Okay, number eight is cauliflower.
Okay.
And again, boil cauliflower. And mash it up and make mashed potatoes.
Yeah. And cauliflower is the most bland, like it has no taste.
Yep.
So you can literally put anything on it and it'll taste like that.
Real,
you can do so much with cauliflower.
A real flavor carrier.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
for
I saw something in the, I saw an ad in the paper for apparently, I want to say Del Monte, one of them, is doing like cauliflower vegetable salad now, where it's crumbled up in there.
Okay.
Which is a really pretty smart idea.
Yeah, or cauliflower rice, obviously, is like a huge thing. And that's now prepackaged.
Okay.
You can get that anywhere.
There. Number nine is asparagus. Number 10 is green beans. And at the bottom of the list, the very bottom of the list, was, once again, good old kale. So
green beans has really fallen in the polls.
You know, that's a real, that's
it
a good point.
It used to be like the America's vegetable, I feel
green
like.
Beans.
Exactly right. Well, you know, I guess it spikes at Thanksgiving because we put mushroom soup and fried onions
and
on
yummy
it.
Yummy things
right?
in
that,
it's
yeah.
time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. American Lube Center, Vintage 105 in Navasota, CC Creations, Rollo Insurance, and Blue Baker. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
So imagine yourself headed down the highway and maybe you're lost in your thought about how one of your children is behaving. I know I've done that. They may be 5, they may be 15, but they're acting out and you don't know how to get them under control. Do you hear it? Right in my voice. Well, think about the speed limit sign you just passed. It holds some of the parenting answers you're desperately looking for. The sign just told you how fast you're allowed to go. What it didn't do was force you to comply. Not the sign, not even the police can force you to drive the speed limit. And yet, I'll bet most of the time, you and I hover somewhere near the allowable top speed. Why do we do it? Because even though the police officer can't control your behavior, he has ways of persuading you to obey the rules, like expensive speeding tickets, for example, and I've had a few. Those are really just a form of behavior modification. And that's an important piece to your parenting puzzle. Your children can do whatever they want. They can choose to obey your rules, or they can break every one of them. And that's why the goal of parenting isn't to control your children's behavior, but to influence their choices in a positive direction. You do that by remembering the lesson of the speed limit sign. Don't try to control your children's behavior. Do put reasonable consequences into place that will persuade your children to make better decisions. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team is in Omaha this weekend to take part in the College World Series. It marks the first trip to TD Ameritrade for all of the Aggies, well, except for one. Senior Walker Pennington went as a member of the TCU Horned Frogs in 2014.
During the year, you know, I'm trying to be a leader, I'm trying to tell them how things go, and they came to the point where I would just start making the joke, like, if y'all want to go to Omaha, y'all better listen to me because I know how to get there. And so once we actually did clinch it, people were asking me all the different things that we get to do there. And so it's just kind of been fun seeing the excitement on some of the guys' faces. You know, all the cool stuff we get to do, like the autograph session and opening ceremonies. And it's been 3 years ago, and it's completely different guys. So I'm excited to enjoy it with this group.
Walker and the guys arrived in Omaha yesterday. They'll square off with number 7 national seed Louisville Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the NCAA has levied more sanctions against the Louisville men's basketball team following an investigation into a sex scandal involving former basketball operations director Andre McGee. The NCAA's biggest additional sanctions so far have been to suspend head coach Rick Pitino for 5 ACC games and to vacate wins in which ineligible players participated. Players who are found to have participated in the sex parties will be ruled ineligible, a decision that could lead the NCAA to vacate the Cardinals' 2013 national championship. In Oklahoma, quarterback Baker Mayfield won't miss any game time after his arrest in February. The school will require Mayfield, a Heisman Trophy finalist last season, to do 35 hours of community service and participate in an alcohol education program. He'll be eligible to play in the opener at home September 2nd against UTEP. Out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers came up short again in a 9-2 loss to the Texarkana Twins. Bomber skip Trey Porras.
You got to execute better offensively and on the pitching end as well. I thought from a pitching standpoint, it could have been better. It could have been a lot more crisp. I thought we had some miscues behind him that didn't help out as well. And then offensively, just didn't feel like we took great at-bats against their arms. So that's frustrating not only as a coach, but it's got to be frustrating for the guys as well.
After 2 consecutive losses, the Bombers still maintain their lead in the TCL standings and stay 2 games ahead of Victoria, who dropped their game against the Texas Marshals, and Acadiana, who had the night off. The Bombers stay at home to face the Twins again today. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros have agreed to a minor league contract with 20-year-old Cuban right-hander Elian Rodriguez that includes a $1.9 million signing bonus. Meanwhile, Texas Rangers left-hander Cole Hamels is set for his first rehab start since straining his right oblique about 6 weeks ago. The Astros return to the field tonight to face the Red Sox in the first of a 3-game home series. First pitch will be at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, the Rangers begin a fresh 3-game series with the Mariners tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's going to be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. And out on the link, Scotty Scheffler and Aggie Cameron Champ are hoping to break the amateur drought at the U.S. Open. Scheffler was 3-under in the first round, while Champ was 2-under, the only two amateurs under par on Thursday. Meanwhile, Ricky Fowler carries a one-stroke lead into the second round of the Open. 17 players shot 3-under or better, but defending champ Dustin Johnson carded a 75, Rory McIlroy fired a 78, and Jason Day had a pair of triple bogeys in a 79. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates. And you can be a part of that if you're looking to buy or sell your home and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
About 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sometimes you're a little concerned about these people who we share planet Earth with.
Sometimes?
Yeah, I know. According to a new survey, 7% of adults in this country think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Well, where else does it come from?
Yeah, because Hershey's told us so.
Yeah.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Now, really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
It would be cool if they really did come from brown cows.
Oh, yeah. And again, that, you know, that's a 1980s commercial. I'm sure it was all cartoons, and they're showing all this, you know, chocolate flowing.
So you're using the term adult loosely.
Well, yeah, I know. It's sad. It means that the fewer than half of the people in this country know that chocolate milk actually comes from adding chocolate to milk.
But oh, boy.
Thanks anyway. Well, there are people who think that almond milk comes from almonds, too. So, I mean, what are you going to do about that?
Wait, it doesn't?
Crushed up almonds in water. But,
oh, I was like, yes, it does.
Yeah, but how do you milk an almond?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
But you got to squeeze it really hard. Yeah, anyway. Fruit Loops has teamed up with fashion designer Sean Neff for a new collection of eyewear. The collection is available online for $40 a pair. Yeah, with only 400 made for consumers. Okay.
So get in quick.
Fruit Loop eyewear.
Yeah.
And okay. Why wouldn't you want
to? Well, I suppose that's probably right. All right, so here you go. Facebook, good for keeping up with old friends. They're dating apps that are good for romantic connections, but neither are great for actually finding new people to just hang with.
Yeah, just want some friends.
That's it. So that's what the developers of Me3, the number, believe. They recently launched an app. It's all about making new friends. Me3 uses your responses to about 150 different questions. You get the characteristics, personalities, values, lifestyles, goals, interests, that kind of thing, to find people nearby who might make good friends. Then it groups the best matches into what it calls tribes. Is that sexist?
That can't be.
No, it's kind of a saying. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Okay, all right. Anyway, and that determines that there are groups of three same-gender, highly compatible users. Running it in New York City and Washington, D.C. right now, so.
Lord knows you wouldn't want to have to interact with people in a natural way.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. And after all, you're out of college, so you can't be in your fraternity anymore.
Yeah.
All right. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.